The kavod is truly mine to be able to be mishtatif. The beginning of his man, especially when it comes to a case where we understand that there's a time for chizuk, although say kol ascholos koshos, it's aschol of a long man. You don't like to mention it too often, but we speak about an ivri or an extra month in the winter's man, makes us feel sometimes like it's over the top long. So as much as we have a chance to appreciate it, to understand what we're walking into, to know that we're going for a zman that will indeed change our lives, bring us higher, make us bigger b'nei Torah, it's worth the chizuk for myself and for yourselves as well. One point I feel, an important point that we all live with, we magged him with an interesting discussion that the Rambam has when he speaks about the laws of Avodah Zarah. You know that these parshiyos cover Dor Enosh, Oz Huchol Likroi B'Shem Hashem, moves into the Tkuf of Noach, and for the finally to Avraham Avinu, who was known as the one, the Meshaber of Avodah Zarah. Speak about what there was a Hishtalshlus of source of Avodah Zarah, how it developed, and then how Avraham Avinu challenged the entire notion, and indeed changed the world and became the Av Shel Klal Yisrael. Came the one that was Avraham HaIvri, Kol Olam Kulim Me'Ever Echad, Avraham Me'Ever Hasheni. He stood up against the flow, the tides, he stood up against the masses, and he proclaimed very clearly, Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad. The Rambam gives us somewhat of a history in understanding the Hishtalshlus HaDvar. I'm going to have a little bit of an order. It starts as follows, Nuchas Avodah Zarah, B'mei Enosh, in the days of Enosh, Tov B'nei Odom Tov's Gedoyla. People made a very big mistake. V'nivaro, Atzas Chachmei Oise Hador. There was a silliness of the Chachom of that door, and they said, V'enosh Atzmei Min HaTorim. Rambam points out, even Enosh was from those who erred as well. V'zu Hoise Ta'usa. This was their mistake. He goes on to describe the mistake on which Avodah Zarah, the basis for the idolatry, is based on the following mistake. Omri. Hoyul v'akel bora kechovim elu v'galgalim lahanigis ha'olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu created these galgalim, the spheres, the stars, and indeed they have the chance, they have the choice, so to speak, they're the conduits, the mashpiyim for the world and the tanhogeh. V'moroim up above, v'cholak lem kovet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed gave him the kovet. V'heim shamoshim ha'mishamshim lefonav dirdi b'shamoshim, they're the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu up above. Ru'uyim heim l'shabchom u'lefo'arom v'lachlak lem kovet. They're befitting. They're deserving of kovet, deserving of respect. V'zeh rotz na'kel Baruch Hu l'gadol l'kavet mishigidloi v'chavdoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed wants give honor to those that he himself chooses to honor. He repeats it and he says, any king wants those who are Meshamshe HaMelech to get the respect, do the king. Indeed. Kiven, she says, and it goes through an arichos of what they started doing once they understood the concept. Then indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Malchi HaMlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Shamoshim B'moroim. He has those who serve him, the Ma'ilu. And those who serve him deserve credit, no less than any Shamosh or Eved HaMelech deserves credit as well. Kacho Yoimrim, he goes on, he speaks about it, and he says very clearly, Zehoye Iker Avodah Zarah. And this is Avodah Zarah. Being Mechabed those Meshamshim, Lecheinem Oimrim Oivdeho Yoidim Ikoro. Those who know the fundamentals of what Avodah Zarah is know that this indeed is Avodah Zarah. They don't say that there is no God besides this star on this galgal. They fully acknowledge the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zekol Elokim indeed is the God of all gods. However, there is a need for us to be Meshamesh, or so to speak, to serve or to give kavod and derech eretz to the Meshamshei Moram, to those servants on high, that give cover to the Melech Malchi HaMlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Halacha Aleph. Halacha Beis, the Rambam continues, he says, once that happened, Acha She'orchu Oysen HaYom, those days continued, and it wasn't long until the Iker, of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was above all, got lost. They started, those who started saying, the Koychov, the Galgal, the Shemesh V'Yareach, in and of themselves have some kind of Shivus. There's a need for us to start doing things for them, serving them to a degree. They gave all kinds of omens, Chachamim came along until generation after generation, and the entire concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that stood l'mailu got lost. Oz huchal likrei b'shem Hashem, as the Mefarshim tell us, oz huchal, either the pshat is huchal, they started, lashon haschola, likrei b'dvarim acherim b'shem Hashem, to refer to other things b'shem Hashem, or as Rashi points out, huchal, divrei chulin, they started making shem Hashem at the dvarim shel choil. They started applying God's name on dvarim shel chol. Started saying that these shamoshim indeed have a godliness to themselves, and what gets lost completely is gadlusa yizbarach shemoy. The fact is, melech malchei amlochem hakodesh baruch hu. There's the shift. And finally, when the Rambam describes the tkuf of Avraham Avinu being the one that lived with it. Vegam Avraham hoye behireim. He was also part of his family who were over there by the Zohar. He shifted into the discussion of over there by the Zohar there, and suddenly Avraham Avinu started thinking. Yishosha gomlu meichalav, Chazal say, Rambam points out, he was young, he started thinking, contemplating, being misbeinen. After all his understanding and contemplation came to a maskon, he understood that it's all not true. The Rambam points out, the Sefer Halacha Gimel, he says, and he explained to the Hamoyin Am what their mistake was. Of course, you all originally understood that it's a melech malchi amlochem hakodesh baruch hu. You understood clearly that there's a melech above it all. You understood that these things, the kechov mazolos, are all subsidiaries to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all secondary, they're all shamoshim, they're all mishar se'elyon. However, over the course of time, what happened was you forgot that. You locked yourself into the position of understanding that these indeed were deities on their own. These themselves were granted godliness and so on. And understandably, Rami continues with the fact he was challenged and he went from place to place. He was machus b'shabas rabin. He was put under the gun of Nimrod, and so on and so forth. I want to pose a simple question to this Rambam. Rashi in Chumash points out a number of times in Divrei Chazal, Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Mem Zayin, that the Gemara says, "Eved Melech Melech." Rashi was speaking about Nahar Agodol Nahar Peros. Although Peros was the fourth of the Naharos that flowed from Eden, Nahar Agodol Nahar Peros, he says, why is it called the Nahar Agodol? Because it's Mechubar to Eretz Yisrael. And because it's connected to a Dover Godol, it's connected to something great, therefore it's called Godol. And indeed that's Lashna Gemara and Shavuos, the Gemara says, Eved Melech Melech. The Gemara goes on and says, Hadbeik l'shachbor v'yishtachavu l'cho. Which means, connect yourself to an Adam Choshuv. Connect yourself to an important person, and next thing you know, they'll be giving you the Derech Eretz as well. And Chazal laud the idea. Chazal praised the idea in a number of places. When Chazal speak about, like, you weren't mahasis to speak, ba'avdi b'moshe. Ba'avdi b'moshe, Rashi points out the same thing from Chazal, ba'avdi is my eved. Even if you weren't the Adam God like Moshe Rabbeinu, but Ba'avdi, he's my Eved. And Eved, Melech, Melech. There's a need for us to be Mechabed. There's a need for us to understand and give cover to one who's indeed Davuk to an Adam God. When you find people that are close to the Noshim Gedoilim and Chashuvim, inevitably you give them respect because you understand that his Bakus to an Adam God grants them, they accords them the respect, the Derech Eretz that one must give to a Melech. Indeed, it's pointed out that Mefarshim tell us that Vayal Moshe Lelekim Yeshua. It mentioned Moshe that Yeshua mentioned there. Mefarshim asks, "What's your Rashi?" Says, "What's Yeshua doing there?" Talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's aliyah to the Har. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go up with him. And the Mefarshim explained, Moshe Rabbeinu's aliyah lahor was an aliyah ruchni to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yeshua, being the Meshores Moshe Rabbeinu, went up with him. He also became more chashuv because the aliyah of that Adam Godel is mechayev that Eved Melech Melech kefidar gosoi. We understand the concept that something kefi gadlus ha-melech, so too Eved ha-melech. So my question is as follows. Looking at the Rambam carefully, the Rambam says nothing about the mistake being the shift, the change. And we understand that once one gets into a certain mode, there is a sakana for the change. There is a sakana to forget the ikar and be toifes as atofes. We understand that. But the Rambam is very clear. The mistake was the initial premise and understanding that there's a need to be mechabed mesharse amelech l'maylo because they're mesharse amelech. Tos ro'o zu, like he calls it. It's a bad mistake. What's the mistake? Don't we understand because they're indeed the mesharse amelech and the avdi amelech and the shamoshe moroim, they deserve respect. Of course, make no mistakes. Don't forget about the presence of the king. Understand, you have to be mechaved the melech. Why then was this called the Toyez Godol? What indeed was the mistake? That's the horror I'm asking on the Rambam. I want to pose, possibly, in a way of understanding this, being Magdim, a Rashi, in this week's parasha. Eila told us Noach. Noach ish tzadik, tomim hoyo, medoyroisov, eso alekim ishalech Noach. Eso alekim ishalech Noach, Rashi points out, eso alekim, as a nitfal, as being part with Elohim, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisalech Noach, Noach moved along. And he says, it's Lavrom Avinu, it says, and there's a question, the Girsan Rashi, to the Shoyin, it's either Yisalech Lefonav Ve'Yisomid, or Elohim Asha Yisalachti Lefonav. The point there being, Avram Avinu, Loiho Yitzarch Sad L'Toymchoy. Avram Avinu moved along without the help. He was able to make it just moving along independently, if you will. Noach, on the other hand, needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a sad l'toymchoy. Needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him, to move him along. And without the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was unable to succeed. That's what Rashi points out in the beginning of Parashas Noach. One takes a look at the Rashi on the Pasuk, on those both psukim, of his alech lefana vehiye samim, or the Pasuk, alekim asha yisalachti lefana. Over there it seems to indicate tefillah. His alech lefana ve'esome, davin, serve me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Speaks about tefillah, the tefillah of Avraham Avinu, and he's being told, be a mispallah. Yet here Rashi uses that same lashon, his alech lefana ve'esome, as an indicator that Avraham Avinu was an independent oile. He was an independent bal ruchni. He was an independent oile me'elov, and he didn't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'sad le'toymchoy. The pasuk there in context is understood very simply as his halach lefanai, go in front of me, move in front of me, daven to me, v'hayei somim and be perfect, complete yourself, in context of the tziva b'smila. Or as Eliezer quotes, alekim ashay isalachti lefanav, Avraham Avinu was maftiach, he'll find the shidduch he needs because he was always the goer in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the theater, the targum of Taitis is polchun. Service. I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do we see the independence? Where's the nekud of independence in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, daven for me? You have to understand that each one of us has a personal yachas to Borei Olam. You have to understand that each one of us could talk to Borei Olam. We could be nigash al ha-melech, malchi ha-melechim as an eved lefonav. We have the ability to talk to him as individuals. You have the power to talk to them as individuals. He wants to relate to us as individuals. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzich Metzus Ra'an, before I should point out, it's Lashon Yochid, because it speaks to every individual. The independence of Avraham Avinu was the understanding that I have a personal yachas to Borei Olam. I have a shaychas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that others don't have. And indeed, I look at the Briya Bechlolius, Kol Zeh Lenivra El Letzavos Li. And I look at myself as a person that has the koyach to talk to Borei Olam and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ain ani tzarech sad. I don't need the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to speak with him, to relate to him. I could do so because I'm the tachlis of the Briya. I'm the mifcha nivroim. I'm the one who was chosen. And that was his hasoga. That was his akora. Avraham Avinu understands as a balabira, with a tachlis, with a purpose. And it allows him to be that individual that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I could relate to you. Why then did you make the world? Only because I could relate to you. Elokim Asha Yisalachti Lefonov. Or Yisalech Lefonov Yisomi means you could daven. You could daven on your own. Because I have a very specific, special yachas to you. And indeed, the nafkemina between Avram and Noach is pointed out as Avram was mispal for Anshei Stoim. Noach wasn't mispal for Anshei Doiroi. He wasn't mispal for the Bnei Amabel. Why not? Because the concept of tefillah was foreign to him. He didn't view himself as being independently misyachas to Borei Olam as an individual HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to relate to him. He needed that sad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, the Shechina is here, okay, I'll move along, I'll steig, I'll prevent myself from being chayte. But he doesn't realize that independence. Boysai, let me tell you the toys that the Rambam talks about. We look up, we tend to see a world with Shamoshe Elyoin, Mishorse Elyoin, Kol Zeh Lo Nivra El Letzavos Loi or Li. Do I view myself as an Eved La'avodim, as one who is Meshuvah to the Meshamshei Elyon? Do I view myself as secondary to the sun and the moon? Or do I understand I'm primary? I am the Shamash. I am the Eved Hashem. And the Shemesh Yarech L'kol HaKaychov Madir L'tzavo Isli. They're there to accompany me, they're there to help me, they make me who I'm supposed to be. I would say that the Shayrish Rishon Tavei Dezora, in modern terms, would be an inferiority complex, not understanding that you particularly have a yachas to Borei Olam, and you particularly have a chelik b'tayrasi that no one else has, and you particularly could be nigesh elov, hispal elov, to talk with him personally for anything that you particularly want to talk to him about. It's not grandiosity there. It's not the great cosmos out there that have the power that they're called the Mesham She'elion because they're Yoyser Lemaila, the Yoyshve Morim, and therefore they're the Mesham She'elion that you're bound to and you're secondary to. On the contrary, you're the Eved HaMelech. You're the Mifcha Nivroim. You're the one that's the one that Kodesh Boko says, I want to hear from you. And I want your Chelik HaTorah. I want your Tefillah. The Odom Ayin Lavid Es Adam. It's Kule Mitli Toli in the Odom Shemakir B'Tevosim Shal Kshomim. And he says, I'll be Nigash Al HaTefillah. I'll come and I'll say something. I'll be the one that speaks to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and says, give me something. Help me. Let me understand this svar. The Toyis Godel was understanding that the Misham Shemorim deserve the Kavod. No, they don't. Those Misham Shem, not Misham Shemorim, the Misham Shecho. They're serving you, the sun, the moon, and everything included in the, all those cosmos are there to serve your purpose. And you're the Misham Shemorim. That mistake, that Toyis is the Shoyish of Avodah Zarah. One loses sight of the fact that he has a message, he has a personal yachas, he has something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him particularly. I always want to say over the Mefarshim, explain an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Hai man de boile mevi chasida, a person who wants to be a chasid, ya asayik b'milid de nizokin. Let him get involved in understanding tort laws, the laws of nizokin, damages, all kinds of yachasim, the achrayas, yes, not the chalila, be mafsid money of somebody else. Is the amri milid the brachas, vi is the amri milid the obis, milid the brachas. Two more man, the omrim, one says, you want to be a chasid, learn hilchas brachas, and one says, you want to be a chasid, learn mesechta obis. And the mefarshim, kulam ka'acha, say, interestingly enough, that there's three relationships that we have to deal with. We're used to hearing about two. One of them is Bein Odom LaMokoyim, and one is Bein Odom LaChaveiro. We understand that Nila de Nezokin, the laws of Nezokin, is Bein Odom LaChaveiro. We understand that. We're told also that Mila de Bracha is Bein Odom LaMokoyim. How to say a bracha, what to do with a bracha. But they're Mechadish, a third yachas. And this is fundamental. It's called Bein Odom LaAtzmoy. A person within himself. A person understanding in Yimaki what his godless is. What his koiches are, who he can't be. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need two of the same. Every individual has exactly what he's supposed to be doing. He has his ability to talk to Borei Olam clearly himself. He has his chelik haTorah, that his chelik haTorah will be something. His chelik haTorah, not necessarily his chelik haTorah, is a chelik that nobody else could touch. Give us our own personal chalokim. Otherwise, we deal in a world where uniformity becomes the norm. That is to say, we're told to be part of one. We're told to move along with the current. There are so many currents out there. Indeed, Chazal tell us that the way one eats a fish is there's no need to shech the fish. Asifosan zuishchitosan, you pull it out of the water and then you kill it. And in that, that's called killing it. Asifosan zuishchitosan. If one pulls a fish out of the water and it's previously been dead, you may not eat it. You can't eat it. It's asifosan zuishchitosan. You pull it out. It's called the act of removing it from its life. Mishnah asked the question, how does one know if the fish is dead or alive in the water? It says clearly, if it's moving with the current, it's dead. If it's swimming against the current, it's alive. This is yesod in life, Rabbi Yisai. To a degree, swimming against the current is a sign of life. And it's your life. It's your particular life. It's what makes you who you are. And that ability to swim against the current and to understand that the Misham Shemoroim, the glitz, the glamour, the sun, the moon, all that stuff which seems so aloof and so far and so distant, so great, is all the Litzavis Lecho, it's all that to serve your purpose. And as much as it serves your purpose to make you who you're supposed to be, It has the purpose. Otherwise, it's being defeated. The purpose is not being served. This is the Shayrish, the Gantz Avodah Zarah. Avraham Avinu was the Yachid Ba'ilamai. Chazal called him Echad Hoya Avraham. He was one. That oneness wasn't simply one who stood against the current, that showed a sign of life and swam upstream. But he understood that that particular enoishius, that particular personality called Avraham Avinu, was something that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted very much, that particular nekuda, that particular person. I think the best thing we can do to approach this man is that we give it our all. Not only the tefillahs that are specific, not only the tefillahs that give us this power to be those that say, Yisalach lefanav ayisamim, go in front of me, walk, take your own initiative. But every chelik in Torah, every knech, every svar, every tesefes hamoko is very personal. Indeed, it's personal. At times you feel you haven't said much of a chiddush, but it's your havana, it's your tfisa, and no one can ever be mechavim to your havana, your tfisa in Torah. Having understood that, these weeks, these parashiyos, it's talking about the individuality, bringing out the nekuda. Each one of us has the bekoyach today to be that Avram. And Shimon Shkop once said, "B'choch oismin." We say, "Magen Avram, b'choch oismin." In the tkufa achroina, before the advent of Mashiach, b'choch choismin. The chesimus adayros, sealing off, finishing off the dayros is b'choch. It's people like yourself, where you have the ability to stand up. Echad hoya Avram. Your ability to be that Avram ha'ivri. Every yeshiva bochur b'zmanein unna beis medrash has that koyach. And understand that the fact you walk into beis medrash indicates that indeed it's exercising that koyach to be that Avram Avinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help you be zoiche that the ben odom la'atzmeinu, to understand and to perceive that the koyaches that we personally have, things that we're personally supposed to become, the people we're supposed to be, Yemit Hashem should be developed completely, and with that will be zoiche to have a gevaldig zman in Yemit Hashem.